Normally, Ash would have let such a comment pass without issue, but today it just struck him the wrong way. He threw his hands out and brought Deimos straight into his grip.
"I'm so in the mood to kick someone's ass for no good reason. Glad you dropped by."
He kneed Deimos in the stomach, and just when he was going to punch him, Deimos vanished.
"Aw, come on," Ash said out loud. "Was this something I said?"
As expected, Deimos stayed quiet. One word would have allowed Ash to follow him to his haven and finish it.
Bastard.
Still not appeased, he went to Artemis, who hadn't moved from her spot on the floor. How very strange for her. He clenched his teeth as he saw her throat was red from Deimos' attack, and her cheeks were pinkened by anger.
"You all right?" he asked.
"Like you care," she spat in a snit. "You just as soon hurt me, too."
He bit back a sarcastic comment of agreement as he saw the pain in her eyes. Even though they'd had a less than idyllic relationship, it wasn't in him to kick her when she was down and hurting. He'd been hurt enough in his life to never want to deal that to someone else. He sat down beside her on the floor and pulled his knees up to his chest.
"So what happened?"
Her sullen pout would have made a toddler proud.
"Nothing."
He drew a ragged breath as he saw where this was heading. She wanted to talk, but she was going to make him drag every word out. Lovely. Just how he wanted to spend his time here. Then again, given what she normally did to pass time with him, this was an improvement.
"Come on, Artie, I know better. You sent Deimos after Sin, didn't you?"
Her pout increased before she sniffed.
"What choice did I have? You wouldn't do anything."
Would she never grow up? Just once he'd like to deal with an adult.
"I can't while I'm here, you know that. You refuse to give me a break to go talk to him."
"You wouldn't do anything even if you weren't here."
"Probably true." She sniffed again and gave him a sideways glare.
"No one cares what happens to me."
"Don't, Artemis," he said between clenched teeth. "I don't play that pity game and you know it. If you want Daddy to baby you, he's in the big hall up the hill."
The anger returned to her eyes.
"Why do you stay with me if you feel that way?"
Funny, he asked himself that every day.
"You know why."
She sidestepped his comment.
"You hate me, don't you?"
Sometimes. No, most times. But he felt her current vulnerability, and for some reason he could never fathom, he had a need to soothe her. Yeah, he was one sick son of a bitch. "No, Artie, I don't."
"You're lying," she accused. "Don't you think I know the difference?"
A single tear slid down her cheek as she stared at him.
"You used to hold me like I mattered to you."
She was right, and the sad thing was, back then, she'd mattered to him more than his own life. But that had been 11,000 years ago, and many, many things had changed between them.
"You used to not beat me, too, remember?"
Artemis shook her head.
"You changed even before that. You were angry at me before you died."
Ash so didn't want to deal with this. His past had been painful enough the first time around. The last thing he wanted to do was relive it in any shape, form, or fashion. Getting up, he headed back to the bedroom, but Artemis followed him.
"What happened to you?" she asked.